tell me, what's your analysis of what you've seen over all day yesterday and then today?
Well, first of all, to be honest, I wasn't here yesterday. I was working, but I must congratulate you on the show you put on yesterday. It was absolutely brilliant. I was working myself and I was dipping in and out just to see how things was going. And the coverage from Ocean FM was first class. And as I know, most of you is very much in tune with what's going on. So you had a great team here. And in fairness, you were still talking yourself, Jerome, last night.
Oh, at half one. Would you stop?
It was a long day. So, and fair play to you. You know, like, it takes a lot for to cover out like this here. But I must say, Ocean done a great job, you know.
Oh, that's lovely for you to say. Yeah. And Camir Manis, you know, we were talking about it a lot yesterday. Fine Gael, your party, they really struggled, didn't they, in this election here in Donegal? We were talking about profile in terms of the candidates, the name recognition in terms of who's, as I said, we were chatting, there was a group of us chatting in a bar in Donegal town, and the discussion came up, who's the Fine Gael candidate or candidates? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, there was a lack of, what do you think about that?
No, I think you're 100% right. And, you know, we had two good candidates, but I mean, in fairness, we should have been out there far, far sooner. I mean, Joe McHugh decided to step down 2 years ago. That was the time to try and get somebody and get them lined up and get their profile built up and their name recognition, as you said, Jerome, their face out there. And we failed to do that. And that's been honest. That was the time, 2 weeks after, to have your AGMs and your meetings and call and say, listen, who are we going to stand in behind here? And it was left too long. So it was only 2 months out from the election.
And who's to blame for that? Is that headquarters? I'm not about blame, but you know, who's responsible for it?
I'm not about blame either, but I don't know. It took time for people to make up their mind to see where they're going or not. Believe it or not, coming from a political party like my father, when I decided to go in the local elections, it was kind of the last minute because the circumstances, you know, everything had to try and line up. Really, the Friday before Christmas, that was the time I decided to go when things worked out, you know. And it's very hard to put your name out there and people be thinking, you know, well, maybe I'm better just to wait for another while and another while. But really, you're just better. We fell down. And when Joe said he was going to retire, like, Joe's big boots to fill, we should have had somebody in there right away that was prepared to say, right, I'm going and take it by the throat and just go for it. We didn't have that. And I felt the short campaign didn't help any of the two candidates. They're two good candidates, but I mean, if we had another month, we'd have built the profile a lot better, you know.
And, you know, in terms of we're talking about the exit polls, right? And at that stage, during the exit poll, it was putting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael head-to-head. There's some projections now, we're talking nationally, that Fianna Fáil will have 48 seats, right. Fine Gael will have 38, Sinn Féin will have 38. Now, that's just a projection at this stage. But the exit poll seems to have got it very wrong.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, there's only one poll, I think, that counts. I mean, there were so many polls going on. The poll is on the election day, and that's the poll that's here that the people's sorting through. You know, you can read what you want on the polls, in fairness, but at the end of the day, it's when the people come to the ballot box to make their vote, that's the poll that counts, you know. You can, as you see in America, how the polls can go, and, you know, it's, if they get them right, it's great, and if they get them wrong, it's wrong, but to me...
Was the thing with Joe McHugh, like... I haven't got chatting to him yet. I'll chat to him. I spoke to him at length during the local elections because he came in here. But, like, do you think he damaged Fine Gael in Donegal? Listen, I don't mean it like that, but politically, do you think he damaged Fine Gael in Donegal? Or do you think Fine Gael damaged Fine Gael in Donegal?
I don't think anybody damaged anybody, to be honest. I think when you have somebody of the caliber of Joe McHugh stepping down, it's going to take a big candidate to fill their boots. And I mean, Joe McHugh done a lot for Donegal. Let's be honest about it. I mean, every school in Donegal when he was the Minister for Education, and I can stand over that. I went to him on numerous occasions about schools and classrooms and everything like that. Joe done his bit for Donegal. And I mean, one of his first things when he got was the Minister for Education. I remember him ringing me and saying, Manis, it's rare to be a Minister for Education and I have to close a school in Dublin. You know, it was something that was unheard of. But, like, Joe done a lot of work, no more than Danny McGinley down through the years. And they got a lot of work done and they got no wild credit for it, you know. But, I mean, at the end of the day, when you have somebody like Joe that is a household name and try and fill somebody else in there, it's going to take time, you know.
I see that Simon Harris is a lot more popular with women than men, in terms of the voting pattern.
Right.
Some of the statistics come out this morning. What do you think of Simon Harris?
Well, to be honest,
as a leader, he's
very good, to be honest, but I wouldn't personally know him very well. In fairness, the former leader, Leo Varadkar, and myself was very good friends, and he done a lot for me down through the years, and it was sad to see him go. But I must say, like, the Harris bounce, like, the effort, and, like, I mean, he touched every county and the election, and he has an energy that I never seen in Fine Gael.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in time that'll show that that it's going to get better and better.
And he's definitely on top of his brief. But it looks like now he's in line for just Taoiseach. So he'll go from Taoiseach to Taoiseach.
Well, the post, if there's going to be, they'll have to rotate, you know.
Well, they might not rotate, according to our experts here. If it's a 10-goal lead, so to speak, they might be safe enough to... But sure, that'll all, you could be right, that'll all transpire.
I think that'll all transpire over the next lock of days.
And Manus, you're new enough into the council, isn't that right?
You've only been elected since June, and
you replaced your father, John. I would have been in contact with your father, John, for many, many years. He's keeping well, is he?
Oh, he's 83 and he canvassed every day.
Yeah, he's out
canvassing every day. Oh, listen,
he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
And will you be running now? Do you think you'll ever try to go beyond the county council?
No, I'm happy in the council, to be honest. I must say, it's great for people to give you the trust to go to Lifford. As I say, every day I go through the gap, it's great to go over that, you know, that you're representing people over there.
Yeah.
You know, you're representing your area and your county, and I'm delighted with that, and I'm happy where I am. And I mean, it's all, to me, politics is all about helping people.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it. I'm not in it for nothing else. I've seen down through the years how people was neglected, areas was neglected. And I mean, it's great when you go over there and you can chat to the officials and you get a wee bit done. And the nicest thing I've learned since June is the phone call to say thanks.
Yeah.
So many people, if you get a wee bit done, should it be a line on a road? Should it be a hedge cut? You know, with ordinary people, it's great to, on a bad day, when you get a phone call from Mary or John and say, listen, man, that was great. I got that done. That, to me, that's what politics is all about, you know.
Absolutely. So you might be tempted then to seek the nomination to go for the next all.
Ah, well, you'd never say never. You never know what's ahead anybody, but being honest, I'm very happy where
that area of the county could do with a TD.
Ah, well, we have Thomas.
I mean, with Thomas Pringle, Pringle,
yeah.
But I mean, maybe more closer to... And then we've got the whole board, the boundary issue there. We're part of the... Actually, by the way...
That's the biggest... Like, if you look at that is one of the things that annoys me so much to have... like, you take Ballyshannon and Bundoran. I mean, there are 1,000 Fine Gael votes there on a bad day to have them... And with Sligo Leitrim, I know it's great for Frank Feehan, and I'm delighted for Frank. But I think, you know, they're from canvassing... And talking to people up there, been up there most weeks now, they feel really disadvantaged that they're stuck between two. They're working
out crazy altogether. But I've been ranting about it all day yesterday,
and
the panel don't seem to be equally upset. They're saying, "Oh, the figures don't lie, and it's all the Electoral Commission. And you have to have the numbers. You have to have the numbers."
But the figures might lie, but the people's not lying.
I'm not lying either. No. And I went to Ballintra to local community centre and voting in Sligo Leitrim.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's ever going to convince me that that's normal.
No, we are
no one's ever going to convince me that's normal. That's crazy.
That's crazy. No, and absolutely I know from being crazy up there, I've been in Ballyshannon now maybe twice a week since I was in the council helping out with stuff. Barry Sweeney would have been left over, and we're trying to get pushed through. And I mean, people do feel very disadvantaged up there.
Jesus, it's unbelievable. And if you throw a stone into Lahey, you're in the Donegal constituency then.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, but it's hopefully they'll sort it out. It's a low turnout nationally as we speak. It's below 60%, so that'll be lower than last time out.
Yeah.
And we'll figure out here. I think Donegal, did we say 58-59% as well?
Something
like
3%,
that.
3%, I think, in the last
time. But Camir, what do you think about that? Is it disappointing that we can't get more people out?
It is.
Why is it happening, Manus?
I don't know why it's happening, but I think people has to realise their vote counts for something. And that's gone out of it. You know, maybe it's different from when I was at school. You know, politics was kind of talked about in school, especially in the run-up to the election. And you were always shown about how to transfer the vote.
Yeah.
That is all gone. And I think the younger people coming up, they don't have the same passion for politics now as when
I wonder how we can get them in. So it starts at school.
I think, you know, in fairness, we were in Dunganeely, and I must say Roger Meehan, former principal, he was always good around that. Now at coming up to election, he would always have a vote on the school to see how things would go, and he would have shown us how the vote would have transferred. And I mean, it was only maybe an hour and in the classroom and done it, but it stuck with the like of me, you know, and it showed you that you could make a difference, you know. I think our forefathers died for a right to vote, and it's sad that people's not taking it up, because you can see here in Donegal, a vote does make a difference.
Camir, I know you must, you're Fine Gael, but a quick reaction. You must be impressed with Pat Cope-Gallagher, his return.
Oh, definitely. And congratulations to Pat and Pearce and Patrick. I know them well. And they're fine people and good candidates. And I'm delighted for Pat. Like, and I mean, I would have heard all along Pat never stopped, even though he wasn't a TD. No more than my father. My father's still going to Lifford.
Yeah.
Because of wee jobs, you know, over and back the road. And they were of that.
But he can't kick now.
That's it. That's in the blood. And it was, I'm delighted for Pat. And, you know, I always said, even the last election my father ran on, it shouldn't come down to age.
Yeah.
Because one thing I've learned in my life is you will never beat experience, no matter how you try.
That's true. That's
and I mean, they have the experience, and it's shown here. And I'm delighted for Pat, and I'm delighted for Thomas Pring, the whole lot. You know, I mean, it takes a big effort to run a campaign.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, we got in behind John McNulty 100%. And I mean, we've given it everything that we could possibly give, the whole branch, in fairness, to a man who's out and done it, you know. And they've done it for me in June. So, you know, for somebody to stand up and put their name up, it takes a lot of effort to do that and to go out in front of your peers and maybe not be lucky either. You know, I was lucky this time, you know.
Yeah, and it's a tough aisle sport, isn't it? How do you find it with the social media and stuff like that? Do you get a lot of stick, or is that more for the ministers?
I don't get a wild lot of stick now. I get an odd
maybe
one.
You just keep the phone off at night.
No, well, like. I can tell you that that's my biggest problem. The phone's on 24/7. Jesus. You know, I just I think that's the way it was programmed from when I started working Killybegs with a forklift hire business, and we were on call all the time.
Yeah.
So the phone's never off with me, and I think the day you turn the phone off, you may forget about politics. You know, it's when people ring you with an issue, it's a major issue to them, and all you can try and do is sort it out for them, you know.
And this is the voice of Councillor Manus Boyle, who is a Fine Gael councillor here in Donegal County Council. And the toughest question till the end,
right?
Who's going to take the last two seats?
It's very hard to know.
I know it's very hard to know, but I want you to tell me.
Well, at this stage, I couldn't tell you, and that's been honest. I think you have people here more...
What's your gut feeling, though? Do you know this man, John Campbell?
I know John very well. And I know Brendan very well.
But he's been willing to speculate now, so I'm asking... And
where
did
John put his money?
Oh, no, I'll not tell you a thing. I have to... But he's been willing to speculate, and we'll not hold you to it, but...
Well, I think Thomas Pringle should be okay.
Right, he might get the fourth.
I think he will, because geographically, if John McNulty goes out, that should help him. Now, that's going to come down between Charlie McConlogue and Charlie Ward then for the last. And yeah, to be honest, I couldn't call it. And no. Noel Jordan's still there. Yeah. You know, with the transfers
fall,
really
right? Noel Jordan's still in?
Well, I mean, if the transfers...
That would be an incredible achievement if Sinn Féin could get three TDs.
But I wouldn't rule him out yet, because, I mean, at the end of the day, Sinn Féin's the surplus, and... You know, like Thomas Pringle got, I think it was 4,000 of Pearce Doherty's the last time. So, and as I was listening to yours all day yesterday, nobody knows where the transfers is going. It seems to be all over the place. So you just never know. It's down to the wire, and hopefully by the night we'll have it called anyway, you know.
Very good. Well, listen, I know that other people want to talk to you, so I'll let you go. And that's Councillor Manus Boyle, Fine Gael councillor on Donegal County Council. And tell your father, John, I was asking for him. Hopefully he's tuned in.
Oh, he's tuned in.
Hopefully.
No,
well, if you're tuned in, John, you'll remember me down through the years. We did plenty of interviews on.
Yeah.
And thanks a million, Manus.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a million, Manus.
Thanks to everybody, and thanks for the great coverage.
Fair
this play. Is absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck.